Lon, 40 hooks is low. There's like 100 hooks in the garage.
In the garage, that's where it's worth.
There's
the
those L brackets where you like place a shelf on top, but they're being used as hooks and they're just haphazardly stuck up on the wall in every possible orientation.
Yeah, nothing is level except for like a couple that I hung a shovel on. I'm like, this is level enough to put the shovel.
Like, what was he hanging that he needed all of these hooks?
Are you the one on Sheridan?
You're listening to the Rowdy Rouse and the Boys podcast.
Podcast today is 5/24.
That's right. We're dual casting.
Should have just made up a different date.
I'm not gonna lie about the date.
All the right, start is so abrupt. Like back when me and like all the other guys did a podcast, it used to take so long.
I like to just kind of drop it on you and kind of
yeah. That was like yeah. the second yeah, time like where I'm like, it. Fuck. I feel like
you gotta catch the banter.
Open.
All right, so
I feel
we're
like I'm gonna cold
we
open
got,
a TV show.
We got Mike. We got Lon. We got the illustrious Donald Charles Wallner III. He just don't spit it out. And we got Garg on the phone. Say hello to the people.
I didn't get to say this last time, but Mike Rouse and I are all wearing the same shirt.
Yeah, actually, here's something we should do that I don't think to do normally. So everyone, when I call on you, should say something so that people can identify you with your name. You
if
know?
You don't know my voice by now, you're not a dedicated
yes.
listener.
Do we have many dedicated listeners?
Heather, who's it? Christina, and Derp.
True. Yeah, immediately true. Destroying the point of what Rouse just said.
Yeah, that's fine. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Moving forward.
This whole cast thing is a work in progress.
Hey, we should have it nailed down by like I'm shocked that we don't have it nailed down by now.
Because we're
like,
idiots.
We're like 40 casts. It's because I refuse to put any effort into it whatsoever. Other than post production, which is like just me listening to it a bunch of times and hitting delete. Alright, Garg, what do you got? How are things?
How are you now?
Things are god awful.
Talk about your K5. What's the scoop with the K5?
Well, that's what I'm getting to right now. Oh. I plan to do like two or three different things this week in preparations for the lanes, and I don't know if any of them are going to be done. All
right.
Including the K5 that I just brought up.
Well, I honestly told Tom when he was over at my house the other day that I anticipate that the bulldozer is going to be running before your K5, so you're already doing better than I anticipated. So
I don't even know if that bulldozer's ever going to run. That thing is proper fuckered.
Yep.
Yeah, Lon, select one of these topics here. Let's
select one of these topics.
Well, it's one of yours, that's what yes. I'm saying, yeah.
Let's start off, I want to talk off... Let's start with the traffic persuasion story. Sure. So I've been itching to tell the story for a little while. So was it last week? I think it was last week sometime. I'm sitting in traffic. So I'm on that side road that's next to the 198, you know, like the off
yep.
road.
No, and where the tennis courts are?
No, but like prior to it. Like you get off by Main Street and you're going down there.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're by that big circle. Okay. And there's that section where the 198 goes into Parkside.
Yep.
And I'm sitting mm-hmm. at that stop sign that's like adjacent to the 198.
Okay.
And there's this guy in this big old GMC truck, and he's just sitting there. It's a two-lane road, so like it doesn't matter how many cars are going past. You can go into the second lane and make a right and be unimpeded by the incoming traffic as the road is designed. So I'm sitting there for like 2 minutes, 3 minutes. I'm getting pissed off. So I honk at this guy. And, you know, I'll admit that the honk was a little more aggressive than it probably needed to be.
It's tough. How often you honk in the horn?
Right.
I always do the same thing. Anytime I honk, I'm like, oh, that was too much.
So, and you know, I'm pissed off.
You don't get to practice the
but,
honk.
But anyway, I hit this honk, and I immediately see the guy throw it into park, and I was like, oh, shit.
Oh,
and so he throws it into park. He starts to open his door, and I was like, I got to act quick to cut this off at the pass. So in my car, I carry a bunch of tools, and one of the tools I carry is my persuasion bar, which is just a piece of 3/4-inch galvanized pipe that I keep next to the driver's seat, just for situations like this. So he gets out, he starts, he's like this chubby Hispanic guy who's like, he's like significantly shorter than me and everything. And so he starts, he's fucking swearing at me, motherfucking me, and he's out of his car, walking back towards me, and before he even gets to the tailgate, I, like, open the door, I grab the persuasion handle, I stand up in my loudest, most commanding voice, I point this fucking thing at him, I'm like, get the fuck back in your car! And he stops dead, sees that I have a weapon, and just, like, his face just dropped, and he just turned around and got back into his car with his tail right between his legs.
That is badass.
I felt powerful. I felt so powerful. Dude, and then, like,
you passed the charisma check.
Yeah, that was great.
I got back in my car. I got back in my car and I was just like, holy shit.
What if he would have been back to his car and pulled out a gun, but I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah, you get out of there right now.
No, yeah. That move either works or you're dead.
Double-edged sword.
And you can tell as soon as you pull something like that by the look on their face. You know, like the guy's face was like, oh, I fucked with the wrong, I picked the wrong guy to get out of my car at.
Yeah. This dude's got a blunt weapon.
I would, if he had come up to me, I would have brained him. I was ready for blood.
Yeah, there's no way he had a weapon on him.
I would have killed the man.
Well, good thing you're admitting to a crime live on the cast.
I didn't do anything.
He's admitting to a potential crime. It didn't happen.
Not if it's self defense.
Well, you had the weapon.
Well, I was defending myself preemptively. Also, I've admitted to many crimes on the internet. I'm not scared.
That's fair.
Nobody listens to this podcast anyway.
That guy started being a dumbass driver.
Also, that's why I carry a piece of pipe instead of something that is normally a weapon. Because you get around it that way by just being like a regular pooper. Object. It's like those bikers that carry around axe handles. It's like, it's just a tool. It's just a piece of wood. You know, you're less likely to get in trouble if you're just carrying a random object versus like a gun. But I still want to get my concealed carry permit because of all the shit that's been going on in the last couple of weeks here.
Yeah.
That's blowing my mind.
You also got it. I feel like,
I don't know what I would do in the passenger seat of that.
Yeah, you gotta have a certain look.
Yeah. So what'd you say? And then I have two pipes.
You gotta full send it. You can't like.
I couldn't pull it off, dude. I couldn't pull that off. I'm too soft for that. I couldn't pull that off.
Yeah, fucking Rouse or IHOP on a car. That dude's like, all right.
He's like, yeah.
It didn't help that I was significantly.
My children tonight.
It didn't hurt that I was significantly larger than this guy. So yeah. Like,
and you got the hair, you know.
Yeah,
you got this.
I got the wild hair, the wild eyes.
He's like, oh shit.
I hop out of the car. I'm like that one vine that's like, I won't hesitate, bitch. I'm just like, I'm dead on the road.
Nobody has ever been scared of me one time.
That's true. I would be
the worst person to work at a haunted house. Like, hey man, how are?
Someone scares the person. They run to you, just like, please save me.
Holy fuck.
That was badass as hell though.
That was the terrifying thing that happened to me a couple weeks ago, and it's par for the course.
I would have been lucky if I could muster a deep voice in that moment, let alone not piss myself.
But the thing is, it teaches you a lesson about who the hell you honk at, because you got to be careful. You're absolutely right. If that guy had a gun, I would have been fucked.
Garg, it's come to my attention. Hard pivot. I don't want to cut
this. Pivot hard.
Garg, it's come to my attention that not everybody knows the shit coon story. And with Grafflands coming up, this feels like an appropriate topic. How would you like to share?
I mean, I could do it, but are we doing a cast at the
Lands? No, we're kiboshing it.
I think we're boshing the cast.
We're kiboshing the Lands cast.
All right. I'll allow it.
All right.
Fair enough.
Can you hear me clearly? Because this is an important story, an important turning point in my life.
Dude, I was talking about this earlier today. I was like, I saw a different side of you that day. I saw real terror in your eyes.
That's true. I mean, I think everyone, it was a turning point in my life. I became a different man.
Yeah, I mean, you're good. Kick it off.
All right. So, We were hanging out the Lanes, probably, I was thinking about it the other day. I think it's like 7 or 8 years now. It's been quite some time. It was, I want to say 2021. We're drinking down by the big fire. It was a Saturday night on the Grafflands proper Memorial Day party. So a lot of fucking people. A lot of people causing a ruckus. And I scurry off from the fire. I got to take a fucking shit. And so head on down the trail back towards camp. Most of the people down at camp are like the older folks, like my parents and such. And they're either like in bed or going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're pretty much just like candlelight or flashlight, which I didn't have a flashlight. I was using like my phone or something. Find my way into the shitter. Really fucking had to go. So I fucking sit down immediately, you know, start doing my business. And I hear this rustling around down below me. And I'm not thinking much of it. I'm pretty three sheets to the wind, not doing so, not thinking straight. And I hear it again. And I hear like a loud, like a hissing noise. And I'm fucking like, what in the fuck is going on? So I pinch it off, turn around, look down, and there is a raccoon in the bottom of the shithole staring me right back in the fucking eyeballs.
No.
And I freaked the fuck out.
Had you plopped on his head a couple times at this point? Like, where
on this raccoon.
Like,
I don't remember seeing the shit on it, but like, it hit.
There's no way you couldn't have shit on this raccoon.
I mean, like, there's not that much room down there.
Right. So no matter what, he's got your sense.
I don't know if I had my phone or what I was using for a light. Didn't even bring that with me. Fucking dropped it on the ground, fucking bolted out of the fucking outhouse. Now you may notice, I said I dropped what I had in my hands and I bolted out of the outhouse. I did not wipe. I did not pull my pants up. I ran halfway back to the fucking fire with my pants around my ankles. I realized that people could see my dick swinging around. I pulled my pants up and then recount the story to those at the people at the campfire. And I had to argue with people. Like, half the people there didn't believe me. They thought I was fucking, like, jacking their asses. I was like, no, I don't understand. Why would I make this up? I was losing my mind.
I know it's real because I was there. I received your initial reaction, and I've never seen this level of terror in somebody.
I mean, you've never seen someone that just had a fucking rope 10 inches from their taint.
Wait, so did
not a great place to be.
So did nobody go back and check for the shitcoon after that?
Dude, I feel like nobody went in there for like a day after that.
How is that not the first thing you guys did? Was go immediately back? I don't care how much I got to shit. I got to see. I want to see the.
Dude, we're all like hammered.
We're trying to pull a 24-hour shift that day.
Yeah.
We started at 7 a.m. We were trying to go to 7 a.m. the next morning.
When do you imagine this was? Timeline wise, like years.
And that's like what I was saying. I want to say it was 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, it feels like it was a while ago.
I was not of age to be drinking yet.
And Lad, I remember Lad Chatterer was still in prime form, so that was a while ago.
That's true.
Was I at this Grassland?
You may not have been.
Or was this when I was like having temp pukes?
I mean, that's multiple legs.
If anything, it was like your first temp puke.
Okay, that might be what
I
remember.
But it may have been before that. Before you came.
I feel like I gotta post this episode first because this is like Grafflands hype.
Yeah.
This is gonna stir the people up.
I teased my story for this episode in the last one.
Fuck you did.
I said
that's why we
tuned.
Shouldn't have referenced God that we were doing two podcasts in one day.
I'll cut that out. I'll make the other one stand alone.
Slice that part off of the other episode. Put it at the end of this episode.
But wait, if I post this one first, then this conversation doesn't make sense. God damn it.
Fucking up the
timeline.
Yeah.
We'll have a third movie to rectify it.
Son of a bitch.
We're going to retcon the podcast with our next episode.
Yeah. Sorry, that's fine. We'll figure it out. Holy shit. I don't even know where to go from that. I mean, oh god.
I'll talk about mowing the lawn.
Gary, you want to stick around for one more? Or you out?
I'll stick around, but I just won't have much to say.
All right, we'll keep around for this one. Go ahead.
All right. So growing up, I never understood. I hated mowing the lawn. Right? Like my dad would tell me to go mow the lawn. I'd be like, I don't want to fucking mow the lawn. It's long. It takes forever. It's boring. It's hell. And it's like my dad loves mowing the lawn. It's like the stereotypical dad thing. It's like you mow the lawn, and it's like I just don't get it. Until I bought a house with this fucking lawnmower, and I've got one of those zero turn shits, and that thing fucking rips. I can go like 20 miles an hour when I put it to full throttle and I'm on like flat ground.
And I gotta say, I really enjoy mowing the lawn. I was ripping up and down my fucking hill. This thing is like a death trap. I've disabled all the safety systems. It's got bald ass tires, and like I'm ripping up and down my hill, and it's like barely getting up in some spots, so I have to like really get some speed. And I was having a great time. I was just like, when I was done, I was like, just, I picked up the blades and I put it to full throttle, and I was just like ripping around. I was like bouncing all around, driving up and down this hill. And at one point, I go and I have like a chicken coop that's like on the edge of the, of like the lawn portion of my property. And there's like probably 15 feet where it kind of starts sloping down steeper into like the bank of a creek that kind of runs through the middle of my property. And I'm like by this chicken coop and I go down. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get this area. I should be able to get in there. All right. And I get in there and I'm like, oh, fuck, I can't get out of here. I'm like spinning. Both tires are spinning. And I'm like, I'm getting no traction. And the more I go forward, the farther I go backward. Like, I'm just like trying to move both things. And like this zero turn is hard to drive because it's fucky and the linkages are all messed up. And I'm like going steadily into... The blades are spinning this whole time, meanwhile. I've got no safety systems on the thing. And I was like, this is how people die on lawnmowers. Meanwhile, I'm still wrestling this thing. So what I ended up having to do is I engage both wheels, and I'm behind the damn thing, pushing it up the hill as it's spinning, and the blades are still going because I'm an idiot and didn't think to disable the blades.
That is how you die.
Yeah, that's it. That is
and I'm like slowly wrestling this thing out of here, and I was like, this is how I'm going to die. And I have no way to get this thing out of here. I'm going to trash this lawnmower the first time I've actually mowed the lawn with it. But I had fun, and I'm going to do it again.
I feel like it doesn't sound like it was fun, dude.
I had fun. Near death is when I am having the
most
fun.
That's why people go on roller coasters and things.
No, danger is when I am at my peak. Like when we were riding on the hood of the Daewoo, when I was fucking ripping through the woods of the dune buggy. Actual danger is what really gets me off.
This is almost the story we had to tell about you and not the one that you got to tell yourself.
It's true, but nobody would have ever known because I was alone at home.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like having a riding mower is the real difference between whether or not people like
mowing
their lawn. And
you got to get one of those zero turns. It's so much fun.
I don't know
if I have enough land to really justify.
You'll mow it in
that.
30 seconds. That solves the problem, doesn't it? You'll go out into the middle of the lawn, do a circle, and you'll be done.
Because yeah. Amberly loves mowing the lawn, but that was when she lived at home, and they had like a bigger backyard than we have at the house we bought, and. So she had a riding mower, and she always mowed the lawn at her mom's house when she lived there. So she, like, loved it. And now that we have, like, we have a big backyard, but most of it's paved, so we only have a bit of grass. And she's like, now every time it needs to be mowed, she wants me to do it. So,
like, don't get me wrong. I still am not, like, jazzed about the fact that the lawn has to be mowed continuously. Because, like, my neighbors mow their lawn all the time, and you can tell that, like, they are not happy with the fact that our grass gets to be, like, a foot tall before I decide to go out there and mow it.
Yeah. That was it. That was a big anxiety thing for me, too, because it took us a minute. We like, waited to... Because we moved into our house in October, and then winter happened.
Yep.
And then
what happened to me. And then the lawnmower that came with the house didn't work for a while, and I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
And it was like, but I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's why I moved out into the middle of nowhere, so that I didn't have fucking neighbors getting after me about my lawn.
That's one of the perks of living out in the middle of nowhere.
I kind of wish that I had neighbors bugging me about the lawn just so I could tell the neighbors to fuck off.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, not that none of our neighbors bothered us about it, but I definitely felt it where, like, because we went through the winter, we didn't bother buying one until, like, just recently when it started to get nice, and then one by one, all the other lawns around us were cut, and I was like, oh, fuck, we're gonna be, like, the last ones, and I'm too lazy to go buy one.
Speaking of, like, barely working mowers, because you said that, Garg helped me fix mine, and Garg, it's like a game of, like, craps trying to get it to work still. But it does work. Like, I can get it, but I gotta fiddle around with that lever and shit.
Yeah, I got a lawnmower guy if you need a new one.
This is a pretty nice mower.
He'll
get it like a tune-up.
You'll get it for cheap, though. You know, if you want, like, a new one, even a riding one, you gotta ask him.
Oh, okay.
I'll take you to see my buddy Ennis, and he's got a whole stock.
And he's got everything.
He's got everything. He's got lawnmowers, he's got power tools.
You're gassing this guy up. Quick, get him on the cast.
Dude, he is hilarious. Like, that would be funny.
Want to get people on this cast that aren't people that we've known for 10 years.
Ennis would be a good guy to get on the podcast if we could get him on the podcast.
Next cast is Ennis. I'm calling it. I'm not doing another one until he shows up. Garg, can you describe how you had to fix this lawnmower?
Yeah, what did you do?
I don't even remember. I don't think the lawnmower was actually broke. I think just there was, like, certain... Because everything's cable operated on that thing, and the cables were just, like, stuck in their sheaths.
Oh, yeah, that's a typical problem.
So you could operate, like, the lever, but it wasn't actually moving the cable.
Yeah, that's happening on the other side now.
Just grease the whole thing up. Take the whole thing and dunk it in a big vat of grease and then pull it out. That'll help.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. And then you'll have a nice sheen all over your lawn. Yeah. It's a win-win, I would say.
Or the grease gets into the wrong thing and it just doesn't work.
For $85,
flammable grease can go anywhere in a motor. It's fine.
Garg does have intimate knowledge of lawnmowers. I've never seen more lawnmowers than I've seen at your house.
I've never seen more broken lawnmowers than one that exists at my house.
Hey,
I don't know if I'm
but if you combine them together, you can like Voltron a good one. You know,
oh, there we go.
I helped.
Shut that one down.
I helped Garg's uncle do that the one day I was there working on the Bronco. Jeff. I was there by myself. Jeff shows up, and I was like, "Hey, Jeff, what's going on?" And he's like, "Ah, my fucking belt broke on my lawnmower." It's like I gotta find a new one. He's like looking around. He finds a belt, and then he's like, "Hey, can you give me a hand here? I want to grab one of these mower decks." And of course, it was like literally buried in the bottom of the bed of Tom's dump truck. And so I'm like in there and I'm like lifting up this whole pile of lawnmower decks. And I was like, go ahead, Jeff, grab it out of there. And I'm like holding up like six mower decks. And he's like yanking it out of there. Jeff is a violent man.
I love Jeff, dude. I want all of the Jeff content.
That Jeff's funny. He's good. He's incredible. A good guy.
He's like,
and I got him his mower deck and he took off with it.
Yep.
Do you want a hard transition to my story?
Yeah, tell your story. Tell?
All right, Garg, we're going to let you go. Do you have any closing thoughts?
Go fuck yourself.
All right, that'll do it.
Bye.
That.
I missed.
So did I. That has been Garg, everyone. All right, we got a Donnie story coming up.
All right, so depending on how these episodes get released, I either tease the story or didn't tease the story.
I gotta do it in order. I'm gonna do it in order.
Whatever. I say you have a problem. This is funny.
So,
it's like the backwards episode of Seinfeld.
It is like that.
All right, so this is the story of how my homeless friend came to visit for Christmas this past year.
All right, I'm interested.
I mean, I like that you have a homeless friend.
All right.
How does that work?
So, was Mike, you know this guy.
Was he your friend first, or was he homeless first? All
right, so.
I won't reveal a last name.
So, I was going to give him a different name, just in case, but. So we might
have
to leave something.
He probably doesn't have the means to
download. Does he have a smartphone?
He's got a phone. Oh, so shit. We'll get
into
this.
Wait, how does he charge it?
All right, listen. You do not know.
I'll bleep it.
You do not know. All right, so.
We're calling him Dave.
We're calling him Dave. So this is the story of my childhood friend Dave, whose name is not really Dave.
We know his real name.
He was literally my best friend for years. He grew up down the street from me. He was my best friend, and he was not a good kid, obviously. He did not end up in very good circumstances. So when we were young, this was, like, over a decade ago now. I was in, like, college, and he was doing whatever. So there's a youth center at the end of my parents' street, and he broke into the youth center. It used to be a youth center. It was an abandoned building at the time. But he broke into there, got arrested for that. And then, like, while he was waiting for his court date, he broke into someone's boat, stole a bunch of stuff, and stole their car for a little bit. So he did a lot of crimes. All
right. And he's a crime guy.
Instead of...
We need one of those in the group.
Yeah, instead of...
He's a crime guy.
Yeah, and
I'm kind of a crime guy.
Right. So, kind of a crime guy.
You're a grime guy, not a
crime. I'm a grime guy.
More grime than crime.
I'm more grime than crime.
He's right.
So instead of, you know, going to the court and, you know, doing whatever, he ran away to California. So
as one does.
And this is like now.
That's a botch.
This is a long time ago now. Like I said, I haven't talked to him before this.
Did he change his name to Dave?
No, he did not change his name to Dave.
That would have been the move.
Yeah, you gotta run away to like Kentucky, not California.
But it's really funny because like my mom literally like has a Dave folder that has all his like police blotter things in it. Because he was like a brother to me. Like he was literally my best friend for my whole childhood. And my mom like clips the like police blotter things and has a literal like, oh, here's when he broke into that car.
Just in case you want to hang out with him again, why don't you take a look through this folder?
No, is it like shame you for being, or like, does she miss him too?
No, she misses him too.
His mom sounds like the most wholesome person.
My mom rules. My mom is the best mom. Can't she fucking rules. My mom is the bomb. But, so, she has a Dave folder and with all this stuff in it. So anyway, he ran away over a decade ago to avoid the
the charges that he had brought against him, and he used to call me like once a year for like 7 years, and then I stopped hearing from him. He stopped calling me every year. He would either like borrow a cell phone, or you know, the homeless, even homeless people have fucking phones nowadays, so like he would either have a phone,
so
wait,
he's been homeless for all these years?
All these years, yeah.
He didn't like know someone out in California?
No, him and like two other people that we know from high school went, the two people gave him a ride to California when they were going on vacation to California, mm-hmm. and they just left him there. Okay. But he wanted to be left there. So, and
good place to be homeless, California.
Yeah.
He lives in
a homeless community on like Venice Beach. So he's like,
oh, yeah. So he's a beach bum, a veritable beach bum.
Oh yeah. So
I like Tony Hawk. I know how it works.
So, So he runs away to California. I hear from him once a year for like 7 years, and I stop hearing about him. And in my head, I'm like, oh, he's dead. Nobody's heard from him, not even his like brother or sister in like all these years. And then all of a sudden, after the first 7 years, I don't hear from him for literally a decade. It's been over a decade since I heard anything from him. And then all of a sudden, he makes a new Facebook. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I see him talking to his brother and sister. And he messages me. And he's like, hey, I'm going to be in New York for Christmas. My mom bought me a ticket to come for Christmas. He's like, do you want to like do anything? And I'm like, I can't say no, I gotta do it. So I said, yeah, I was like, we can go out to dinner or something. And he's like talking to me about like just normal shit. Like, we're not really talking much because we're waiting to catch up. But he's like, I have to warn you, like, I do crack. But he's like, I look different than I did. Like, his Facebook profile picture, he has, like, a mask on and shit, so, like, I can't see barely what it looks like. I knew. He always had a shaved head, and now he has long hair. I can't see any of them. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I do crack now. So I look a lot different.
That
he's
is
like,
a don't. Wild disclaimer, yeah. Dude.
He's like, oh, it gets crazy. So he's like, I look a lot different now. He's like, so don't be like taken aback by my teeth or anything. And I'm like,
red flag.
Yeah, I'm like, it's all right, man. He's like, I'm not gonna judge you, which legit. I'm like, I get it. He's been homeless for fucking almost 20 years.
Do a little crack.
He's gonna do crack. Obviously, he's an addict. He's homeless in fucking California. I'm like, I'm not gonna judge you. It's fine. Like, I just wanna, like, I'm glad you're alive. It's great. It, like, true. It's good to hear from you. True. And so I'm like talking to my mom, and I show my mom that like he's alive, and she's like all relieved and everything. She's super happy, but she's like, are you sure you want to like meet up with him? And she's like, do not let him go to your house. Don't let him like, don't bring him here or anything. And I was like, she's like, go out to dinner with him, but like that's about it. So I'm like hyping myself up, and they still list him in the like police blotter sometimes, because I don't think the statute of limitations on like his crimes are even up yet.
Yeah,
what is the statute of limitations on just fucking breaking into an abandoned building?
I don't know what it was, but
stealing the car.
Yeah, he like it was like grand larceny in the car. I don't know, but whatever it is, like he's been in the police blotter like multiple times. So like we weren't sure if like the I would hate to go out to dinner with him and then like have fucking somebody police roll up and like shit. So I'm like, do I even do this?
He's on an episode of Cops.
I'm like, do I even do this? Like, what the fuck? I'm like, I want to see him. I don't want to be a dick. And he's like messaging me. He's like, yeah, I messaged like a bunch of our old friends and like nobody's replying to me. And I'm like, blah blah. And I'm like, dude, it's probably because the last
everybody you smoke crack.
Yeah, it's probably because the last status you posted on your brand new Facebook was, "Hey, can anybody get me fentanyl when I come to Buffalo?" And it's like, oh my god. So I'm like, this is a bad idea, but I feel like I have to do it. And I'm like, I have to for closure for myself, and because I just want to, you know, he was my friend. It's like, I need closure on this. Right. So I'm like, all right, so. This is around Christmas time.
You just get yourself into situations, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Donnie cannot say no.
It's only for when I randomly guest on podcasts. So
So the day comes. I'm messaging him on Facebook. The day comes, and he's staying down the street at his mom's house. I go down the street to his mom's house. I ring the doorbell. The doorbell's broken. I knock on the door. Nobody comes for like 5 minutes, and I see his sister walk by the window. So I just like yell in the window. I'm like, "Hey!" And he's like, and she's like, "What the? Who is that?" And I'm like, "Oh, it's Donnie." And she's like, "Oh my God, Donnie, come in!" And like her brother and her sister, who like her sister has like a kid who like. Her brother and their girlfriend and his girlfriend's like taking care of the kid, and I'm like in like the entryway to the house and like making awkward conversation because these are also people I haven't seen in over a decade.
Yeah.
And like his mom was like an alcoholic, like super bad. And I'm like, "Where's your mom?" Like not knowing if she's like dead also. And she's like nowhere. It's her house. So all the kids are dead. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know if she's fucking died. It
sounds
in the
last like a pretty
10
fucked
years.
Up family.
It is.
It sounds like Shameless.
So it's honestly, good comparison. So I'm like, "Where's your mom?" Hoping that they don't say she's dead, but apparently she just had back surgery, so she's upstairs like recovering from a back surgery while her fucking it's just bad. And ow, your dog's fucking got my toe. So
you gotta get a spray bottle.
So I'm in the entryway to the house, making awkward conversation with his brother and sister, who I also haven't seen in so long, and they're like, "Oh, Dave is in the kitchen," which is like right around the corner. And I round the corner, and I'm like, "Hey, man." And he turns around, and I'm like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "Oh, just smoking some crack." And I'm like,
"You caught him mid-crack?"
I'm like, "Oh, cool, dude." And he has...
In a house with a baby?
So yes, there is literally
they're just, they're just letting him do this in the house?
He's eating fucking Franco's pizza and doing crack in the other hand. He's got half of a fucking... He's got half of a fucking Pepsi can upside down where, like, the divot on the bottom...
I've done that. Done that many times. He's not with crack, but with weed.
Thanks for caveating that.
Not with crack.
And he's heating up the crack in a fucking half of a Pepsi can while we're just... I'm just, like, standing there, like... "All right, let's do your crack. Let's
I have a 401k.
I'm like, where do you want to go for dinner, man?" And I'm like, he's like,
"McDonald's.
Oh, I don't care." And he's got like, he's
got crack teeth.
He's like
his
grandpa.
When he turned around,
he's missing half of his teeth.
Were you shocked? Was it what you were expecting?
So he looked much the same as I remember him, but obviously like older.
But more like Cricket. Ruined his life.
Most surprisingly was his mouth, where it looked like a grandpa mouth, where he did have teeth, but they were like smaller, like worn away and everything.
Right.
And he had like he kind of talked like with a grandpa mouth with like his lips curled in. His teeth were all rotted. And I'm like, "So where do you want to go to dinner?" While he's smoking crack, children in the next room. Like, and I was like, "You want to go to like that burger place that we had talked about, Alan Burger Venture?" And I'm like, "It slaps. The great burger place, really good meal." I'm like, "It's on me. We'll go out to dinner." Obviously.
You should have went Dutch.
Yeah.
You can afford crack. You can afford a burger.
So he gets done doing his crack. And
ridiculous sentence.
And we're like, and I'm like, "All right, let's go." So we get in my car and we're driving. And obviously it's awkward on top of the drugs stuff. We haven't talked to each other in over like 15 years. And he's telling me like, about like his dog. He had like a dog on the in California.
Crack dog.
It was like a pit bull, and he's like talking to me about like how the government like took away his dog because like obviously he can't take care of a dog, and like they took his dog, and he's like literally crying in my passenger seat, and I'm like, I want to kill myself. I'm like, what the fuck? And then he's telling me about how he was doing like online college, and then his laptop broke and he got kicked out of college, and I'm like, I want to die right now. I want to die.
How was he doing online college
when he was homeless? I don't know if like
California's a wild place.
I don't know what's a lie, what's not, but he's telling me he has a dog, and like the government took away his dog, and like that's what inspired him to like go to online college because he wanted to get a law degree
to
go into like animal rights law and like shit.
Oh my
god,
this is its own Sunny.
And then he was like, and then my laptop got stolen, and then they kicked me out of college after a day, and I'm like, I don't know what's true of this. I'm like, this is so fucking awkward. And then like I feel like an asshole too because he's
you're still on the way to dinner.
On the way to dinner.
And you're already one out of this. You wanted out of this as soon as you saw the crack.
And I'm like,
you should listen to your mom.
Yeah, and I'm like, I feel like an asshole too because like I'm talking about how I got like this new job and how awesome it is working from home, and I just bought a house with my girlfriend and a happy relationship. College. And he's like crying about his dog and my passion sheet, and I'm like,
This before or after the puppy incident? You've been like, I actually just got rid of a dog.
No, that was before. Puppy was this year. This was like Christmas time last year. So we're driving to Allenburg Adventure. We get off on one of the exits in Buffalo, and there's a homeless guy standing at the exit. It's like that one exit in Buffalo where there's always a homeless guy standing. I don't know the exact exit.
Off of exit six.
I know
exit six.
Yeah, there's always someone standing there.
Yep, I know which one you're talking about.
And we drive past him while we're having a conversation. Oh. And in my head, I'm like, please don't say anything about the homeless guy. Please don't say anything about him. And I can see him fidgeting in the passenger seat. And he's like, do you mind if we turn around? He's like, I want to give that guy like $5. And I'm like, I am not going to let a homeless guy give another homeless guy $5. I'm like, I'm like, sure, man. So like at the nearest like roundabout, we turn around and go back to that exit, pull up to this homeless guy. And Dave rolls down the window and he's like, I'm homeless too, man, to this homeless guy. We pull up in my Chevy Trax going out to a nice dinner, and this guy, I'm like, I cannot let him give him $5, obviously. So I pull out $5 from my wallet, give it to Colin, or fuck, Dave, whatever, it's fine. So give it to Dave to give to the homeless guy, and he rolls down the window. He's like, gives this guy $5. And he's like, I'm homeless too. And I'm like, trying not to laugh. I'm like, this guy fucking thinks you're full of shit.
Saw his teeth,
pulls down the mask. Yeah. It's like Scorpion.
He's like, yeah, I'm from California. I'm homeless too. He's like, peace and love, whatever. And we pull away. And we actually had a good laugh at that point because I was like, that dude thinks you're full of shit. I was like, you pulling up in my fucking 2017, like, newish car and handing him money and everything. So that was, like, super awkward. We get to dinner, have Allenburger Venture, and it's at this point it dawns on me that it might hurt when he eats because of his teeth. And so the whole time
did you
I'm
ask
like...
him a period?
Wait, well, why did it dawn on you? Did you see him eating in a strange way?
No. It was just nothing ever came of that. It was just a thought I had at the time where I was like, oh my god. Oh my god. Like, what? I brought him to the Allenburger Venture.
The toothiest
place. Yeah, like he said he got big burgers. I'm like, oh my god. Like, did I fuck up? Like, can he eat this? Should I take him to like soup or something? And fucking. So dinner's, like, super awkward because, once again, all I have to talk about is, like, the only changes in my life are that I bought a house and,
and
I'm happy.
And this guy's life is spiraling out of control.
And, like, he goes out for, like, a cigarette, like, every 2 minutes, and I can see him, like, fiending towards, like, the end of dinner, and I'm like, oh, we gotta be done.
This guy needs some crack.
We gotta be done. Dinner was okay. It was kind of awkward. Mostly the drive was the most awkward because, like, he literally cried, and it was just... the stuff he was telling me was terrible. And so we get up, so we finish dinner, awkward conversation, whatever, and we're walking back to my car, and he's like, so I have something like I want to tell you. And I'm like, what? And
where could this like possibly go?
He's like, I'm gay. And I'm like, oh. And I'm like, and if you know this guy, like Mike knows this guy, like you would not expect that out of him. He's like, I'm gay. And he's like, well, I'm not gay, but I'm in love with a man. And I'm in like a relationship. And I'm like, he's like, I'm in a relationship with a man. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, are you happy? And he's like, yeah, that's actually who they dropped me off at the airport and everything. And so we get into my car, and in my head, I'm like, you have, like, a boyfriend. I don't understand, like, the minutiae of, like, relationships while you're homeless. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And he says, my boyfriend's rich. And he's, like, a rich businessman. And he, like, takes care of me. He's like, he's the reason I have a phone and everything. And I'm like,
this is bullshit.
I'm like, this is bullshit. Yeah. And sure enough,
sounds like he's trying to be pretty woman.
I'm like, yeah, honestly. And so we get in the car, and I'm like, this is bullshit. But sure enough, this guy calls him while we, because he was going home like the next day, his flight left the next day, and this dude calls him, and he like put him on speaker to have the conversation with him, and they were like saying I love you and like talking about like him picking him up at the airport and everything. And I was like, holy fuck, he is like what kind of fucking relationship is this? If you know, you're in like if you're like a homeless crackhead and your boyfriend is this rich, I have no way to know he's actually rich, but I was like,
he at least has a car though.
He's dating Joe Exotic.
Exactly. It's like it's some weird fucking situation like that. But I was like, holy shit, he actually has, like, a boyfriend, and it was, like, super weird, and that was, like, the last crazy thing, and I dropped him off. He was like, I dropped him off at his house, and he's like, you want to come in for, like, a beer or anything? And I was like, I have a family party. I will catch you later. And that was...
Donnie, can I buy your stories?
Dude, these stories are coming hard.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you are 2 for 2. Can we just pivot the whole podcast?
So, I mean, they don't, those are my only two crazy stories from, like, the time that...
Whoa.
Yeah, the time that, since the last time I was on here, however many years ago.
I mean, that's more
they're
than
pretty
I've
crazy
gotten
story.
In the last, like, 6 years.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
a little bit crazier
stories.
Than, yeah, any story I've
mean,
had.
Yeah, yeah. That blows away the one from...
And I walked across
the last
country.
Slash next episode. So, I mean, this Whoa. Story is better.
So, yeah, I went out to dinner with my homeless crackhead friend, and he came out to me as gay, or he said, I'm not gay, but I'm in love and in a relationship with a man, so, you know, take that as you will, but, so, yeah, that was it.
That's
so,
wild.
He did crack in front of me, came out to me, and talked about his dead dog.
What
and
a
went
nice
up, and we had burgers.
It is definitely a thing.
I feel like I was went on a journey with you, man.
It is definitely a thing where people will seek out homeless people and just, like, take advantage of them for sex.
Yeah,
homeless.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
it's,
right.
It's
like,
definitely...
What else are they going to do? And that's what this sounds like to me, because
yeah,
who else seeks out a homeless man?
Exactly. In my head, I was like, oh, man, is this sad, or am I happy for you? I guess that you're happy.
I mean, he could be dead, so...
It's
yeah,
a different
yeah,
kind
yeah,
of
he's
Disney
not dead.
Movie.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I definitely dead. I definitely found out he was alive, that's for sure. After not hearing from them.
Have you heard from him since?
Oh, yeah. After, so, like, since I was the only, like, I was the only person that, like, actually, of our close friends from, like, our childhood that actually reached back to him, he's messaged me a couple times about, like, cryptocurrency and fucking conspiracy theories and like all this shit, and I've just basically ignored all his.
This is a homeless man, dude.
Yeah,
he checks all the boxes.
Yeah, I've just. Oh, he's messaged me about a couple weird things where I'm, like, in my head, I'm just, like, ignoring it and just, like, not messaging him back. I'm like, I don't want my image of you to be tainted. I'm happy you're alive. Mm-hmm. I'm happy that I guess you have some semblance of a life out there, but, like, I just don't want to talk to you about fucking cryptocurrency and conspiracy theories and just completely destroy my image of my childhood friend.
Yeah. I don't know how I wasn't destroyed in that night.
Yeah, yeah.
when he turns around,
I mean,
he's doing
I guess
crack.
It wasn't... I guess that was all stuff I expected, besides, like, the coming out to me part. That one threw me, especially to end the night like that. Like, that one threw me. I was just, like, I was floored by that shit, because if you know this guy, he was... I just did not expect that from him. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, California.
That's a great response.
California will do that to you.
What a one-liner.
Get you dick in the crack and make you gay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
So that's two
wow.
of my weird
stories.
Wow.
That is unfollowable, dude. There is literally no way to talk about anything.
We've got
to
end the podcast there. Fuck off.
We might have to, dude. We're at 45 minutes. Like, we could.
We could talk. I mean, I kind of... All my other shit is, like,
Donnie,
tiny.
Why don't
you
tell another story?
If you just want me to rattle off shit. My other things are tiny. So, do any of you guys know the actor Adam Pally by chance? He was the dumb sheriff in Sonic.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, the goofy fruity, like, yeah. So he so that actor, right?
He is homeless and a crackhead. Yeah, came
so
out.
He's also my
he's dating
friend.
Dave.
So I just had a weird coincidence specifically with that actor. So he was on a show called Happy Endings that recently got
that I recently discovered on Netflix, and it's a very good show, very good sitcom that got 3 seasons and was canceled. And I'm like, I love this guy. Where have I seen him before? I know I've seen him before. And then, like, a day or two after I started watching this show with him, and I had never just, like, heard of this guy before in my life, like, a couple days after, Sonic 2 came out. And I went to go see Sonic 2 in theaters, and I was like, holy shit, that's the guy from Happy Endings. He plays the dumb sheriff in Sonic 2. I was like, that is so weird. And then I also heard, and then like a day after that, I got an ad on YouTube for a new show with this Adam Pally guy and John Gabris. They have a show together that's called 101 Places to Party Before You Die. And it's like a Travel Channel show.
Oh, I've seen those commercials on True TV or something.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. And I got an ad with this actor in it again. I'm like, man, he's really fucking, he's everywhere all of a sudden. And then the next day, or like
he shows up at your house.
No. And then like the next week or something, I'm like, man, this is so weird that I saw this person in so many places. And I went out to lunch with our friend Colton, and we were getting burritos, and I was recounting this story to him, and I couldn't remember the name of 101 Places to Die. Party Before You Die.
Thing. The way we do it.
And I was recounting the story to Colton, and I couldn't remember the last thing. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I can't remember the name of the last show. And on the way home from lunch with Colton, I'm listening to a podcast I listen to called Freedom. And it has, like, Lauren Lapkus, Scott Aukerman, and Paul F. Tompkins on it. And they are friends with John Gabris. And just randomly in one of their conversations, they were like, oh, did you see John Gabris has a new show with Adam Pally called 101 Places to Party Before You Die? And I was like, what the fuck is this? I was like, it's the one of the things that I forgot got brought up on my way home from lunch where I forgot what the show was called. And I just thought that was a weird coincidence.
So the universe has tethered you to this man.
Yeah, that was just one of the things. And my, I don't know, do you guys have other things that you want me to just keep writing?
There's more things on that list.
I don't really have nothing can follow the Dave story.
I do have some other stuff.
Rouse, talk about Lawrence.
Oh, dude, we should talk about Lawrence.
We got to talk about Lawrence.
So Melhead and I and John went and got fitted for suits for John's wedding. And it was pretty wild. So we went. It wasn't wild. It was a relatively.
Where did we go? We went to men's.
It was Joseph A. Bank.
Joseph A. Bank on Sheridan.
We walk in there, the three of us, and it's pretty busy. It's like it's Saturday. That's when everybody goes. You know. Oh, it's the light. So we walk in. Like the only available associate is this girl who it's like her third day. So she's like trying to measure us, and like she keeps grabbing coats off the counter, and
she doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah, and like nothing fits really, and she's like, I just don't understand. And so like finally, like the main dude who's like running the floor comes over, and he's like, oh, you're doing it all wrong. This guy's got really long arms. Talking to Melanie.
Do I have long arms? I guess I do have these garbage scooping arms.
I was like, all right, I guess he's got long arms. And so he proceeds to grab 3 coats off of the fucking thing, off of the count like thing, just by eyeballing us, no measurements. Fits John, fits Melonhead, fits me perfectly.
Yeah, it was good.
This dude has like a fucking superpower.
That's an expert. For just
he eyed us up bodies. And measured us immediately.
Yeah, where was this?
It was Joseph A. Bank. I don't remember which was Sheridan.
Sheridan.
Yeah.
Sheridan.
So we get the things, and now you have to like get measured for the alteration. So like you know what they do is they measure you and mark you up, and then you got to come back and pick it up at another time. But they have this special guy in the back.
Well, the tailor, you know, the tailor.
This special guy.
Nobody knows what his title is.
That's a dude. He's like revered or something, right? Like he doesn't come out on the floor ever. He just waits
he's not
in the
allowed
back.
To see
he just waits keep in, him in a dark he just room. He just waits in the back for people to come out, and they're like, hey, let me go get Lawrence, you know.
Well, they call him Larry.
They called him Larry.
We expected this old white guy.
But he introduced himself as Lawrence. And, like, meanwhile, there's this dude who's, like, very obviously a regular there, like, talking about, like, oh, dude, Lawrence is my guy. We're like, okay, like, whatever, you're old. I don't give a shit what you have to say. And then Lawrence walks out.
Ooh.
And he is dressed to the nine, dude. He is
looking sharp. And then he speaks. And he has the deepest voice of any human who has ever spoken.
Like, he is the classiest man I have ever met in my life.
Nicer than James Earl Jones' voice?
Yeah, dude.
He had it. He had the James Earl Jones voice, but with a svelte physique, and he was well-dressed.
He oozed class.
He was dressed to the nines.
He was measuring me, and I'm like...
We're talking a Lawrence Reddick, or not Lawrence, a Lance Reddick voice.
He just knew it, man. He
just had so much knowledge and class. Words cannot even describe the level of cool that this guy was.
Yeah.
You know? I don't really know where we're going with this, but other than the fact that he was...
He was just the coolest guy I've ever met.
Just a very cool man.
We should get him on the podcast.
He would not, dude. This is too lowbrow for him.
No, yeah. And we're just random fucking
None
Joes.
Of us have pocket squares.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. I went there, and last time I got a suit, I was like a 44 and a jacket. I went there, and I got... He fitted me for a size fucking 50.
Dude.
I am fat.
They were like, we gotta make you new pants.
Yeah, they did. I mean, like, because the pants come with the suit, you know? And, like, the suit's a size 50 is for, like, a big fucking man. And I'm not that big. And the pants, they had to totally recut. It's like, because they were, like, way big on me. They're like, I'm, like, swimming in them.
Yeah,
you know, they're, like, draping down here. But, like, I'm worried. I've lost, like, 15 pounds between then and now. And, like, if I keep this up by the time John's wedding comes, I'm going to need to get my fucking suit tailored again.
Well, sounds like an excuse to visit Lawrence. That's, honestly. This does not sound... I'm seeing
no
downside.
No,
I'm
just
going to
go through, like, a series of gaining and losing weight so he keeps getting
recruited by
this
guy. That is my whole life. That's why I cannot keep any clothes for very long, because I just keep going through all these different phases.
Yeah.
My weight goes up, and then it goes down. And it goes up, and then it goes down.
I'm the same way much of the time. My fucking clothes fit me for like a couple months.
I've got this weird thing going on where like mediums
are
a little too tight because like up here.
Yep.
I've actually got like shoulder and chest going on. But it's, you know.
I got the gut.
I got the dad bod going. So like if I wear a large, it covers this. But then this is kind of swimming and stuff. And
You don't have wide shoulders. You got narrow shoulders.
Yeah.
So, I'm an XL now. Sometimes a 2XL.
Wow.
It's bad. I jump two sizes. But I'm only a 2XL in scrubs, because scrubs are made for tiny little Asian people.
Yeah. I ordered some shirts like a couple weeks ago, and I wear an XL, and they came, and they felt like fucking mediums on me, and I'm like, I don't know if it's the company or if I gained weight. Even more weight. And I'm like, God damn it, I don't want to go up even more.
I hate buying shirts online for that reason. You
yeah.
Because sometimes they're like really tight. Or
yeah,
like
I rarely do.
Sleeves are like this? Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's just manufactured to instantly give you pit stains.
Yeah.
Because the sleeves are just in your pits.
Yeah. I am just a regular guy. I want a regular shirt.
You got to go to Target.
That's true.
They have good shirts.
Target does have good shirts.
They have good shirts, except lately all the collars are really loose. Look,
I hate the bacon collar.
I hate
can't
the bacon.
Do the
can't
bacon
have the bacon
collar.
Neck. It's got to be nice and tight.
Bacon
collar. But they have a lot of these shirts with the regular t-shirts with the pocket in them, and I'm a big pocket man. I love a breast pocket.
Yeah.
You and my dad dress the same.
Do we?
Yeah. Your dad wears floral pocket t-shirts?
Well, not the floral, but the pocket, man. That's all the guy ever wore growing up.
You need a pocket in your shirt. What else are you going to do with, like, your fucking keys or your wallet or...
I don't know. Your pants
put
pocket?
Because then you got, like, one saggy boot.
Yeah.
It's ideal. Look at this. You look ridiculous.
You wear fanny packs.
Right? No, I haven't worn a fanny pack in a while.
Oh, well, that's on you.
It's because I had the hole in it.
It's just... you wear a pack, you wear a pouch of some kind, then you start carrying around more shit.
Gah! Then you become a kangaroo.
I couldn't find one that I liked that would hold up. You know what I mean? I would find ones that looked cool, and then they would fall apart after 3 weeks. And it's like, I don't want to keep buying accessories. I don't want to accessorize.
Oh, I wanted to talk about onions. And one of the few things I remember from my birthday. So Onions was one of the first people who came here, and he's like doing his Onions thing.
Besides me, I was the first one here.
You were not. You were
I was
like
the first
the
one
there. You were like the last one here.
You got here at like 11 p.m.
I'm surprised. That was in
Heather
my
was the last one here, because Heather showed up, and we were like, we got to go.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm surprised I remember you being there at all, because from like 10 to midnight, it was very foggy for me. Anyway, Onion shows up, and he's doing his, like, homeowner thing, and he wants to, like, look at my house and, like, be like, oh, this doesn't look too bad. You could do this. So we get to the garage, and this is a couple weeks after you guys were looking at the garage, and John was breaking down how, like, horrible the rot was.
It's bad. His garage is sinking into the
my
earth.
My
it's
garage
being reclaimed
is,
by the
yes,
soil.
I need to, that is the big project that I need to fix. And he, you know, Anya's like, there's no Ra here.
It's visible from the...
And, like, Suave's there, and Aurora's there, and Aurora picks a piece of my garage off that's, like, green. She's like, look at this, Nick! Look at this! It's Ra! And he's like, no, that's nothing. And I just thought it was funny. I'm like, I hope that John gets here soon, and you guys can debate if this garage is salvageable or not.
From the out, I mean, the garage is salvageable, but you just need to get it out of the earth. Yeah. And the thing is, you can see when you walk up to the garage that the whole thing is listing. It's listing. Yes. It's sinking into the earth.
Have we talked about the hooks on here?
Oh, the hooks! There are hooks everywhere. Did you see there's hooks
under my basement staircase?
I saw those. I saw those hooks. There's hooks under the staircase. There's like fucking 40-some hooks in the garage. Wait, you want hooks? There's right here! Hooks!
It's like they're fucking...
They're everywhere! This whole house is hooked!
Lon, 40 hooks is low. There's like 100 hooks in the garage.
In the garage, that's where it's worth.
There's those L brackets where you like place a shelf on top. But they're being used as hooks, and they're just haphazardly stuck up on the wall in every possible orientation.
Yeah, nothing is level, except for, like, a couple that I hung a shovel on. I'm like, this is level enough to put the shovel.
Like, what was he hanging that he needed all these hooks?
But there's hooks in here, too, and they're just haphazardly hung. Look at that. Yeah, there's one in, like, just off center, and there's two that are at about the same level, but one's higher than the other, and then there's just one other one off to the left.
Dude. The left hook.
It's really odd. Hook. And there's in my one room, there's a bunch of hooks too in the wooden one.
Upstairs, yeah. There's hooks in there,
dude. A serial killer lived here.
I think so. I'm trying to get the rundown from the neighbors. I'm like, what do you know about the guy that lived here before?
Do you hear a lot of muffled screams?
Because there's a lot of like weeds in my garden. Am I gonna dig this up and find bodies? Because there's a lot
of
hooks.
You gotta tell your neighbors about the hooks. You gotta bring up the hooks,
dude. Just give away some of like, hey, come free hooks.
Free hooks.
Come take some hooks.
Take them out of my walls. Take them.
Yeah, that's and you're to get back to the original point. Your garage is very clearly rotting.
Yes, no. Onions, I don't know what he was like. I was pretty drunk at that point, even though it was early in the evening because I had.
You could look out the back window and be like, oh yeah, that's half a garage.
I moved one of the pillars by mistake the other day.
Yep, that's bad. That's not what you want.
That is not what you want.
So right. Yeah, I got to get that fixed. Maybe this summer. I'm hoping this summer.
We got time for one more. What about a nice Donnie story to kick us off into the sunset?
Yeah, I don't have any more stories, but I guess the two things I have left, I guess since the next time I'll be on this is whenever something else crazy happens. Yeah. Whenever something crazy happens to me again, I guess I'll just blurt these out. So the other day I was super high and I was watching fucking The Founder, the McDonald's movie, which is great. It's a great movie. I like that movie a lot. I was watching it and I got to thinking in my dumb stone brain, I was like, one of the things I would do if I had the ability to time travel, one of the most mundane things that I would be excited to do is to go back to the original McDonald's and just have a meal there.
And just try? And just try. What McDonald's could have been?
Yeah, like what the OG McDonald's
was. I want to say it's Five Guys.
And it got me thinking.
Stop with the Five Guys, man.
And it got me thinking, like, what is some other stupid, like,
the most mundane
the stupid mundane things that, like, that's you guys
good,
would do
that's a good question,
if you man. Had the ability to time travel? Because mine would just be to have a meal at the original
I'm going
McDonald's.
Back and I'm buying all the first appearances of characters in comics. And then I'm, like, burying them in a safe and then I'm digging it up in the future and I'm having near mints of it.
Fair enough.
And not for fiscal. I want them for myself.
Just for your collection. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I would go and look at some real live mammoths.
That's a good one. That's cool. Yeah, mundane.
I've always like elephants are my favorite animal. They have been for like as long as I have been a conscious thinking human. But mammoths are like mega elephants. They're even better. Did you guys hear that they found like a frozen mammoth in Siberia and they're trying? There's like research. There's research into that they may be able to bring mammoths back by breeding them slowly through in vitro fertilization with elephants.
Mm-hmm.
They just introduce a little mammoth DNA to these elephants, and then the next generation they introduce more elephant DNA or more mammoth DNA into these elephants, and they slowly become more mammoth-like through the generations. That's my dream!
Let's get mammoths. Let's get mammoths.
Did you know that mammoths were still on the earth when they built the pyramids?
Yes, the Egyptians and the mammoths existed at the same time.
I didn't realize that they were
that
recently extinct.
Maybe one day you'll be able to live out your mundane time travel dream.
You could go see pyramids and mammoths at the same time.
Because we are still technically in an ice age. And
yes,
that would be
as long
cool
as
too.
There's ice caps, you're in an ice age.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
God, not much longer. I don't know what I would do. I feel like I would go back to, like, 1920s New York City or something, you know? Like, all the cool stuff that, like, you see now, but just rewind it to, like, when it was just as big, but, like, different, yeah. you know? I don't know.
Go look at the Empire State.
The 30s.
Maybe I would do it like Marty McFly did. Not Depression 20s. Like, show them, like, the 1980s rock style in the 50s.
The 20s.
You want to go to
the roaring 20s.
You
want
the roaring 20s.
I want the roaring 20s.
Yeah, the early 20s. You could ride in a fucking Model A. Yeah. Or Model T, whichever came first. I don't
go to a real speakeasy. Fucking watch the Prohibition tower be built.
Yeah, that would slap. That would slap.
Bang a flapper.
I'm walking around.
Wait,
just, like, bang a flapper.
I want to go back in time to when the Berenstain, whatever they fucking actually are.
You want
to
figure that out.
And, like, know what they really were.
I have those books from, like, when I was a child.
Imagine being...
And it is Berenstain.
Imagine,
I looked.
Imagine being you now in the 20s, dude. You would be the smartest person of all time.
Well, Mike would, but we...
fuck you!
Got him!
I couldn't resist.
Dude, so, okay, tell me why Naruto's bad, Melonhead. Come on.
All of it is bad, the entire show.
Give me one example.
It's all filler.
Yeah, you can't do it. All
right, and then my last thing is that, not really a story, but it's just a stupid little story. What is... I recently, this came up, it's always been a thing inside me, but it recently came up where I had to tell it to my girlfriend, because
Johnny came.
So yeah, when my friend
I'm
came
in love
up
with my
homeless
friend.
I realized I am his rich boyfriend. So.
What a reveal!
No, so I have this weird thing that I can't drink out of reusable straws. And I came to this, you know, reusable straws are more prevalent than ever with, like, you know, saving turtles or whatever the fuck. And I came to the realization, or I had to tell this story to my girlfriend because she loves reusable straws. She uses them all the time for, like, her coffee and shit in the morning. She just likes drinking out of straws. And I told her this story, and it, like, unlocked, like, a core memory because I hadn't thought about why I don't drink out of reusable straws in a while.
Some childhood trauma.
And it was because, so we got, like, the Erie County Fair around here, right? Mm-hmm. And you get, like, the lemonade cups. And every year my family would go and get the, like, reusable, refillable lemonade cups from the lemonade stand. Mm-hmm. So we would have, like, a cupboard full of those lemonade cups. And we would barely use them. We would basically just, like, use them to play, like...
They would pile up.
Yeah, it would just pile up or whatever. Barely use them. But one day, we were out of cups or something, and I went to go use one of the lemonade cups, and they're just sitting in there forever. And I filled it up with, like, some kind of drink or whatever, and I sipped out of it, and something, like, hard and crunchy came in, like, hit the back of my throat and, like, my teeth. And I remember, this happened when I was young. So this is, like, a long-held trauma of mine where I can't drink out of fucking reusable straws. But I remember telling myself, in order to make myself not instantly vomit, because obviously it was, like, a bug, like a dead bug or, like, some big, nasty fucking spider or something that I chomped on and ate. But when I was
got
a kid...
Some protein.
Yeah, when I was a kid, in order to make myself not want to fucking kill myself because I ate a bug, I told myself it was a piece of a chicken nugget that got stuck in there, and that's how I made myself not vomit. Okay. But ever since then, this was, like, I was very young, I was, like, maybe 10 when this happened, and ever since then I cannot drink out of reusable straws.
Were you drinking out of a straw at the time when you were drinking out of this cup?
It's like the reusable lemonade cups that you get at the Erie County Fair. They have a lid and, like, a bendy straw.
Okay.
Like a reusable bendy straw in there. And, like, I have no
problem. So you associated that.
So I associate that core memory of eating a crunchy bug, chicken nugget, with reusable straws. And I cannot bring myself to use reusable straws. I just thought that was really stupid, and I was thinking about it the other day, and I thought it would be
kind of
funny.
It's like a therapy thing.
Yeah.
That's like something that gets unlocked in you. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah. I was like, Jesus Christ.
You gotta look before you leap.
Yeah. It's also, like, when I thought about that, I was trying to think of other, like, stupid stuff that I do that, like, I do like that. And I thought of one. When I was in high school, they had, like, drinking fountains, you know, in the high school. And I would always have to turn the drinking fountain on 3 times because in my head I was, like, sanitizing it from the last person who used it. But even though that doesn't make any sense at all, they're always fucking nasty.
Put the whole mouth on it.
But in my head, I had to always turn the fountain on, like, one, two, and then I could drink.
The fountains like that, you know? They're so conducive to people whole mouthing them.
Yep. Yeah.
I have a memory like that. I remember in the third grade, we got French toast and did not sit right with you, boy. We were doing stations. And I remember in the middle of class just throwing up at one of the stations. And since that day, I have not eaten anything on purpose with cinnamon in it. And I know that's the reason why. But, like, to this day, it haunts me, you know?
Yeah.
Childhood memories.
Fuck yeah.
What you got?
I got one more quick story.
Oh, the fridge.
The freezer, right? So,
massively discounted.
There was a horrible computer error or something on Amazon for this chest freezer. Where it was reduced from like $240 down to $3. So I jumped on it.
Obviously.
The shipping was like $100. I had $100+ worth of Amazon points for my credit card. I'm like, whatever, I'll try it out. So it has yet to ship. And I can't track it. Well, it says it shipped, but I can't track it. So like I did like the whole assist thing and I'm like, where is it? The AI message things like, oh, this is not going to be shipped, you can get a refund. So I'm like, okay, so I do the refund and it says it will show up in 3 to 4 days. Meanwhile, it's still in my orders and it says it's shipped and I should be getting it June 1st. So I have no idea what to expect with this,
but I hope you end up with a free freezer
if it shows up.
If I get the refund, I mean, I'm not gonna pay to ship that back. No, so if they want it, they gotta pay me to ship it.
No, that's not how that works. If it comes to you, it's yours.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I tried canceling it because they said it wasn't coming. So
that's cool.
I'll keep you guys posted on that. Are you more invested in that or the flag football?
The flag football. But if that shows up, you know, we'll see.
Free freezers.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
Damn, this has been an eventful podcast. Holy Christ.
I'll try it.
I'm
you
still
kind
of shaking from the homeless man's door. I gotta be honest with you.
Yeah, I love the homeless giving the homeless money. That was the best part of the story.
It's the kind of shit that happens when you just say yes to stuff, I guess.
Yeah,
and have a girlfriend who does the same.
I'm a yes man. Yeah. I'm a notorious yes man. I said yes to like 5 concerts this year and I went to like 1.
So you say yes, but you don't follow through.
I just bought a bunch of tickets, and then I was like, oh, fuck, I have other plans now.
Yeah, you got the yes part.
Yeah.
You're not a follow through, man. Yeah. You're just a yes man.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's all I got. Those are my two crazy stories.
All right. Well, let me say we wrap this bad boy.
Fuck it.
Hoo! Fuck off.